that you meet each day.
All right, well, here we are, and we are going to talk this morning about, oh, we probably need to get that microphone over towards you. You get it down. There you go. Here we are just talking and not paying any attention to that. So let's talk a little bit about, we've got a fish cleaning station that we want, right?
Yes, we're doing a all-season fish cleaning station in Fort Pierre. We're going to do an event this Sunday, the 12th at 1 p.m. at Tiger's Tap. We're doing Chase the Ace and a chili cook-off.
You know, fish cleaning stations, you really don't think how necessary they are, but they're so nice to have, aren't they?
Yes, yep. And this time of year, especially an all-season fish cleaning station is going to be beneficial. The ones that we have right now are all closed, so people are left cleaning either on their tailgate or in their garage. So
right.
This will make it so they can clean in a facility where they can dispose of their fish properly and not have the mess at home.
Okay. So, and Nicole, where's this one going to be located at?
This one will be located at the Fifth Avenue Boat Dock, the city boat dock on the main channel of the river.
Okay. So, yeah, and so you've got, like I said, you've got a lot of stuff, the Chase the Ace and all of that stuff going on. And we're just kind of hoping that everybody that wants to take a part in it, because it's a great fishing spot, first of all. A lot of people using that for their boats and stuff like that. And a lot of traffic in that area, right?
Yes. Yep. It's a very well-used boat dock. So we're just trying to enhance it for the community. And we're just trying to get some funds raised to pay for that going forward here.
Okay. How long have you guys been wanting to have a fish cleaning station there?
The discussion started about 3 years ago. It really took off about a year and a half ago with getting the right people on board to get funding started and get the city approval on it. So about a year and a half we've been raising money, and we're real close to our goal, but we still got a long ways to go.
Yeah, right. And again, fish cleaning stations, you wouldn't think enough, but we're right along the river. You wouldn't think it would be all that important, but they are so nice to have. You just pull the boat up and then you just go over and take care of your catch, and that's one less thing that you have to mess with when you get home.
Yep, everybody's gonna enjoy it, and the trash men are gonna really like not smelling those fish guts come trash day.
Yeah, it's not so bad when you get into the fall like this, but in the hot summer, yeah, it's there's been a couple of times we've had to have a conversation with my son-in-law about just dumping the guts into the trash can, because if he does it on a Tuesday on a Thursday night and trash day is on Wednesday, it's not a fun weekend. Let's put it that way. So again, let's talk about the event again that is going to be coming up, and yeah, let's do that.
Yep. So the event will be this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Tiger's Tap over in Fort Pierre. We're doing Chase the Ace. It's $10 per ticket. We're taking PayPal, credit card, or cash at the event. You can give me a call at 605-222-0195 if you want more information or you want to purchase tickets via credit card. It's going to be a random drawing, and every ticket that's drawn is going to win $25. If you draw the Joker, you'll win $100. The off aces will be $200, and the ace of spades is going to be 50% of the sales.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a chili cook-off along with the event. Competitors, there's no entry fee, and the winner can receive up to 50% of the sales for that day.
All right. And how can people get more information for this?
They can check out our Facebook page. It's Fort Pierre All Season Fish Cleaning Station. Or they can give me a call again at 605-222-0195.
Super. Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. Okay. Well, and people in your neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
Time now for the second guest of our People in Your Neighborhood, which it's Thursday, so we talk with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. And you know, we just talked about the fish cleaning station. Nice addition to the community.
It is, and I noticed that the walls are going up already. You know, it's precast concrete, so that goes up fast.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we don't have is a Four Seasons fish cleaning
exactly,
station.
Exactly, exactly.
Would this be the only one? Because I can't think of any other
ones. Well, the closest one, I think, is Akaska. I think there are.
Really?
Mm-hmm, and there may be, I think there's one at Mowbridge. But yes, I know that fishermen really appreciate it, and especially in the wintertime.
Right.
You know, in the summertime, too, it's nice to go in someplace air-conditioned and,
right.
and not have to worry about that. So, yeah, no, I think it's a great addition to the community, and we do entertain a lot of fishermen in the area.
A
lot of residents are fishermen too. So yeah. I think everyone will appreciate this.
Well, I was talking to Nicole before we went on the air too. My son-in-law came home. He's one of these goes fishing after work kind of guys.
Yeah.
And I'm one of these that if I go fishing, I have to plan. But he doesn't. He's just kind of a willy-nilly. Just kind of grab the pole, throw him in the cargo, and he got home and I had already gone to bed. By the time he got home, it was probably about midnight, and he was out in the driveway taking care of his fish, and it was just like this, you know, with his knife and all of the racket he was making. It was hard to get to sleep, so this would have been nice for him to be able to use.
You will appreciate it as much as anybody then.
Maybe even more. I don't know. So what else is going on over in Fort Pierre?
Well, the one thing I noticed was that you can buy those Chase the Ace tickets online. There is a link on the Facebook page. And they're $10 a ticket, and easy way to get join the fun. Monday, you know, it's Veterans Day on Saturday, and so Monday, the Stanley County Schools are doing their annual Veterans Day program, and that's always a great event, and it's always very well attended by people in the community. Starts at 2:15 on Monday at Parkview Gym, and so. We all want to honor our veterans and thank them for their service, and so this is a great way to do it.
Honestly, we honestly do. And what I understand, too, is that this year's, it's going to be the whole thing has been planned by the students from the school.
Exactly, yeah. Mrs. Quinn's social studies students have put together a PowerPoint presentation, and we're going to focus on, and this was their choice, we're going to focus on Commander John Waldron, for whom the bridge is named,
right.
And we're going to talk about Waldron. He is a Fort Pierre native, and he's one of the biggest heroes of World War II, and I grew up in Fort Pierre, and I had never heard his name, so... unfortunately, I think that happens too often. I didn't know who he was until the bridge was named for him. What's that been, 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
And then I've learned about him. So that's what the students are doing too. They're learning about him. They're talking about him. And there will be a memorial for him included in our Bridge Plaza when the bridge is done, and so we'll talk about that too.
Right. You know, and I do. I think it's such a great idea that the school is doing this and just getting the students involved.
They do a great job.
We need to do a better job of getting our younger students to start focusing and start realizing that, you know, of all the sacrifices that were made
right.
up until this point, because we've done such a terrible job of that. I think it was just within the last few years of just kind of, I don't know, just not really paying much attention to it.
Right,
and it's,
right.
And it is.
I'm hoping that, you know, after people know who Waldron was and what he did for us, that every time they drive across that bridge, they'll think about him.
Yeah. That's cool. That is great. Mm-hmm. That is great. Speaking of the bridge, we haven't really even talked about the bridge.
Oh, we haven't talked about that for a while.
Quite a while, but I mean, it's progressing. And it's...
Oh, it is. Yeah, they're pouring more concrete, and we're certainly moving forward on our side. you know, each city got to plan its own plaza mm-hmm. for the ends of our bridge, and we got really lucky and got a nice grant to help us with ours. So we have a large area to cover over there, and we're going to have some magnificent, amazing things.
Cool. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. What else? What else do we have to talk about? Anything?
Well, we had a kickoff event for the Oahe Habitat of Humanity.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And so there are two lots that have been purchased on Elizabeth, and so we have two pieces of property to place a house, and it's our goal to find a family and build a house in 2024 and have it ready to move in by Christmas of 2024.
That's a nice goal.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then after that, we plan on alternating between Pier and Fort Pier and building homes in both locations. And I have a phone number if people want to find out more about either being involved as an investor, as mm-hmm. a partner. There are lots of ways that you can do that. And there were a number of businesses that signed on this week when we had our kickoff event and will be involved. And that's what makes anything a success, is get the community involved.
Right.
But the phone number is 280-0319. And you can very quickly find out whether you or a family you might know qualifies for the house. And, you know, the whole intention is to give people who are probably living in less than desirable circumstances, let them have a house mm-hmm. and one they can afford. You know, they will be making mortgage payments, but they will make sure, we make sure that it's affordable.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
So you're looking for people to nominate people for something like this?
Well, you know, if you want information on whether you qualify or not, that's the okay. first step, getting qualified for it. And sometimes that takes a while. And so it's good to get the information and get started. But there are flyers out there that say this is the minimum annual income for a family of two or a family of six, and this is the maximum income for qualification. So that's a good place to start, and then just start going through the process.
Yeah, and in this day and age, it seems like owning a home is just so out of reach for so many people.
Exactly, and you know, there are families living in apartments, and you know, and the kids really need to have a yard to play in, mm-hmm. and it's so much. Lifestyle is so much better. Your life is so much better.
Well, so many of my memories are in the yard.
In the yard, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Anything else we need to brush on?
Well, Peaceful Pines is getting close. They think they'll be open mid-December, and they think that they'll be ready for tours next week.
Okay.
But we'll be keeping you informed on that. And I've seen pictures. The Heather Janes, the administrator, is posting pictures pretty much every day, and it's beautiful, and it is definitely moving along quickly now.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. And Christmas is coming. Tour of Homes is Saturday, December 2nd. That's the annual Tour of Homes that is put on as a fundraiser for the community center. And then our Christmas tree lighting. I noticed that there's a video online of the big Christmas tree coming into the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, Megan was pointing out that they were using their back too much and not their legs enough to get it in the front doors. But big tree.
It is a big tree. It's always a big tree. And it's fun to watch it come through when it's about three times bigger than the doors.
Right.
It's interesting watching how it comes in. But our Christmas tree lighting in Fort Pier that we always put in the manhole in the middle of the intersection of Main and Deadwood. That tree is coming from Fort Pier this year because it would be really hard to get a tree across the bridge this year.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I think that would be difficult.
There might be some upset motorists.
Probably, more than one. And so the Friday after Thanksgiving is our tree lighting. There will be wagon rides and a chili and soup cook-off. Sunny is still looking for entries for chili and soup chefs. Mm-hmm. And Sunny's number is 223-7603.
Okay.
And wagon rides, caroling around the tree, tree lighting, and it's always a fun event. Kick off our Christmas.
Still can't believe we're talking about Christmas already. But yeah, I know.
Here we are.
Well, yes, thanks indeed for coming in and talking with us this morning.
You're so welcome, Chuck.
And we will talk with you again next week. That was People in Your Neighborhood right here on 1060 KGFX as we're broadcasting from the CHS River Plains studio. Chuck Hansen along with you on this Thursday morning. And thanks to Nicole and Mayor Gloria Hansen for coming in and talking with us this morning.